But all those...
Whoops. All right, so... Jeez, Danny.
Add something to add.
2 days ago, during Community Quick Hits, I wasn't even planning on doing the story, but I thought I would lead with it. It would take just a couple of minutes, and then we would move on. It ended up taking 30 minutes of time to discuss Chili's and how Chili's had... kind of taken 40 or 50% of the items off their menu.
Downsizing their menu, making it more simpler. That harkens back to a different time. They're making Chili's great again.
Southwest chicken soup. Okay, green Corby. Chili chicken.
God almighty.
So we read, you know, all the items that they took off. And then we started discussing the original Chili's, which was down on Lower Greenville and Meadow. Mm-hmm. And then all of our experiences going to Chili's back in the early days and all that. Because we all were fans of the restaurant.
And all of the Chili's copycat / spinoffs.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where this conversation picks up.
Right. And so there was a time when Mike said, you know, does I stop going there or I don't go there anymore? Or I don't know what it was. But he's basically... laid out there that at Fridays,
which was
a competitor of Chili's back in the day, that Fridays wait staff wore masks.
Not only masks, but funny hats.
Okay, I don't even remember that part. I was so stuck
on
masks. So we were crying laughing, of course, and Mike was trying to explain himself, and it turns out that there was a restaurant around here where people did wear masks, and it was, or some form of mask, and it was the Magic Time Machine.
Yeah, the Magic Time Machine.
Right. Which,
for some reason, I was thinking that was TGI Fridays.
Right, but it was really funny that you made the mistake, and then we called you on the carpet for it. And
the best part of this is the number of times, can I point this out like I did in the meeting, where we're so befuddled that Mike would think that at any point in the history of Fridays, that they would require their employees to wear masks, that we'll just stop and go, masks? That's the best part of this to me. But it sounds real fun when you've had 17 bong hits.
Yeah, and so, of course, Mino slowed it down. This audio is really funny on its own, and I'm sure it'll be up for the emergency break tomorrow, but it does sound a lot more fun when we are baked out of our minds. So here you go.
But all those restaurants, man, I kind of put them all in the same category. Black Eyed Pea was more of the southern cooking, you know, soul food, homestyle cooking. Chili's were Bennigan's was the Irish pub of Chili's. And then Fridays and Chili's were kind of similar. Maybe Fridays, hey, we can party a little bit more Fridays.
Yeah, you know? It did have that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it may have been
a lot more fun.
Yeah, and it may have had
a little more for, you know,
adults,
20-somethings, rather than
beers,
families.
And you had waiters and masks and stuff.
Masks?
Yeah. At Fridays.
What?
Masks?
Okay, at this point, you did pause for a second when Danny first said masks. You did give a pause like, am I thinking of the right place?
Yeah.
Is this the right restaurant?
Yeah, but nothing else was coming to mind.
Right.
Masks.
Yeah. At Fridays.
What?
Masks.
Yeah, masks. Crazy hats and stuff.
Wait.
Like Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
No, not like that. Not real big masks or anything. But
like
just
those old Mexican wrestling masks?
No, not like that.
A leatherman
like
with
Hannibal
the zipper for a mouth?
No, not like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Marty Turco?
No, just little cheap masks that covered maybe half their face, you know?
Like a surgeon?
Yeah.
I think that you're making this up.
I think that you're insane.
I'm not.
Masks.
Like, like
Lone Ranger? There's so many, you know,
like
this
the
is...
little tin mask in Boardwalk Empire.
There are a myriad of options here. There are a myriad of options. You're taking this way too far.
You brought it up. Man, I wear masks at Fridays. What kind? I don't know.
I haven't been there in years. I don't know. Maybe they quit by now.
They never started. I'm telling you right now, they never wore masks. Am I right? Somebody look that up.
This is crazy.
Masks.
I think they wore them. Back then, I know they did.
I love the double downs.
Can I take the order, please?
Like ski masks?
No, I told you, not full-blown masks.
Well, what's the difference between a full-blown mask and, like, a half mask?
Like a Lone Ranger?
Give me an example of what it is.
They were just half masks.
Look, if I just give you
Friday the 13th. Is that there was a mask in there?
God, might have. He's good right. Point. There was.
Look, I'm gonna bring you a piece of paper, and I want you to draw this mask.
The Friday's
employees
wore masks. Let's see.
Don't Google that.
I did. Well, everything comes up Friday the 13th.
It wasn't exactly like that.
Okay, there we go. There we go. I love the end, the double down. They did! And they kind of did.
All I can think of is what the cartoon's going to look like when Drop Toons puts animation to this.
I look forward to that.
And all of the different masks that we're going to be pulling out of a box.
It's over and over.
God, that was genius.
That was great. That was great. Great, great stuff.